tell you what's happening at the bottom line right now, this very moment. This being December 31st, New Year's Eve, Buster Poindexter and his Banshees of Blue are probably on stage, working their way on up to a glorious midnight in which music will be flung out onto West 4th Street from the stage of the bottom line and thus into the air of New York City, courtesy of one of our town's great musical maestros. Buster Poindexter, yes, and his Banshees of Blue at the bottom line tonight. Kenny Rankin will be at the club on January 5th. On January 6th, once again, Buster Poindexter returns to the club. Steve Turay and Sanctified Shells will be there on January 12th. January 13th, it's In Their Own Words, a bunch of songwriters sitting around singing, featuring this time Bobby Braddock, Tish Hinojosa, John Gorka, Jorma Kalkinen, and Joe Carroll Pierce, with host David Dye. January 17th, Jeffrey Gaines and Jill Sobule will be at the bottom line. On the 18th of January, it's an acoustic evening with Jorma Kalkinen, along with Taylor Barton and Generic Blondes. January 19th and 20th, an evening with Loudon Wainwright III. January 22nd, Christian McBride Quartet and the Cyrus Chestnut Trio. Dar Williams comes to the club on the 25th of January, along with the band called Eddie from Ohio. And then on January 26th, there will be another in the series called Required Listening, a no-risk evening of discovery featuring the group called Betty, Brian DeWan, Lowen and Navarro, and Dan Zanes. Oh, good, that group with the real long, involved, complicated, impossible-to-read name doesn't seem to be on the bill anymore. Dan Zanes is on the bill now. And, of course, host Rita Houston. She is the host of Required Listening, a no-risk evening of discovery. January 26th is the date for that show featuring Betty, Brian DeWan, Lowen and Navarro, and Dan Zanes. On January 27th, it'll be the annual Fast Folk Review featuring Wendy Breckerman, Patrick Breyer, Chuck Brodsky, Katie Curtis, Annie Gallup, Jack Hardy, Richard Schindel, and Louise Taylor. Steve Forbert comes to the club in February, on February the 3rd. And then on February 13th, it's Zachary Richard and Chris Jacker. Zachary Richard and Chris Jagger. Now, somebody has pointed out that this bill reads as Richard Jagger, which is pretty close, but no cigar. Actually, Chris Jagger is related to Mick Jagger. He's the kid brother, is he not? But Zachary Richard is no relation to Keith Richard. It's going to be an evening of Louisiana-type music, because Jagger's just put out an album of Cajun-influenced stuff. So that's on February 13th at the bottom line. For more information, call the club at 212-228-6300. That's 212-228-6300. I'm Vin Scalza. This is Idiot's Delight. It's a loner's New Year's Eve. For those of you who are home and ignoring the festivities, the revelry, the craziness, not going to parties, but just kind of hanging out, looking for business as usual. Well, here's business as usual, as unusual as it can be sometimes on a Sunday night. Just hanging out, playing records. I went searching for Dean Martin. Not Dean Martin. I didn't go searching for Dean himself. We know where Dean is. But for Dean Martin Records this week, as did everybody else, I guess. It's such an interesting thing whenever a musician dies, whenever a recording artist dies, there's an immediate run on all of their material. And I went into maybe six or seven different stores this week looking for Dean Martin CDs, where just a couple of weeks ago I had been in those stores and had seen numerous Dean Martin CDs, compilation albums and greatest hits albums and reissues of original albums from the 50s and 60s. There'd been all kinds of Dean Martin stuff available up until the moment that he died, and then, man, it's gone. It's like extraordinary what happens. And it's not unusual, you know? It's even the most obscure artist, when they pass on, people go, oh, yeah, I need that now, you know? we should have bought all our records while these guys were alive, you know? It would have made them a lot happier, I suppose. And I swore that I had some Dean Martin LPs in my collection, but more and more these days as I go to my collection of, especially of old LPs, vinyl, and go looking for things that I swore I had, I can't find those things. As a matter of fact, all that stuff from last week, remember that stuff that I was looking for last week for the Christmas show? My Lord Buckley album and, the Z Christmas record and a bunch of other things. Things that I sort of play almost religiously every year. Couldn't find them here at the station last week, so I assumed they were home, but I didn't really look all that carefully at home because I thought they were here. So when I couldn't find them here, I figured, well, let me go look more carefully at home. And so I've looked real carefully at home and they're not at home and they're not here. So I don't know where they are. They've disappeared. Some little holiday sprite made off with them, I guess, or something. I don't know. I swore I had original Dean Martin albums in my collection, but I don't. I have no Dean Martin recordings. And there were none available in the stores this week. What an interesting outpouring of attention paid to the passing of this man who you really wouldn't have guessed that that the kind of attention that was paid to his passing would have been paid. You know, he's been out of the limelight for a number of years, but he's not. You know, when you look at the handful of icons, pop culture icons, the Elvis Presleys and the Marilyn Monroes and the Frank Sinatras and throwing a couple of rock and rollers there as well, you know, a John Lennon or a Jerry Garcia or whatever. You don't sort of put Dean up there in thinking that he's got the same place in people's hearts, you know, but he did. It's amazing. Just nobody ever bothered to say it before, I guess. It's real interesting to check out all the comments made on the passing of Dean Martin. So I do. There is one recording. I do have one recording on some Billboard anthology collection, and it will do. It will more than suffice. Wait a minute. That's not it, though. This is it.
The sweet, sweet memories you gave of me. You can't beat the memories you gave of me.
One fresh and tender kiss,
the memories you gave me.
Add one stolen night of bliss,
the memories you gave me.
One girl, one boy, some grief, some joy, memories are made of this.
The memories you gave me.
Don't forget a small moonbeam.
You can't beat the memories you gave me.
Fold in lightly with a dream.
You can't beat the memories you gave me.
Your lips and mine, two sips of wine.
Sweet, sweet memories
are made of this.
You can't beat the memories you gave me.
Memories are made of this.
Shiver, 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 sh
From an album they put out, I guess it was last year, that they put out in Japan. Although it's a real New York City kind of an album. It's called Out Cold. And it's sort of like a seasonal album. It's not really a Christmas album, although there's some Christmas type songs on it. But there are these seasonal songs as well. Like those two that run together on the album Out Cold Rockapella. And songs are called Last Night, First Night, which it is certainly the last night, and we're not that far away from the first night, are we? A lot of communities have this first night celebration now on New Year's Eve. There's one that I was reading about. Where was I reading about? I guess I must have been reading about it on the Idiot's Delight Digest, actually, on that email internet forum, listener forum. Somewhere in New Jersey, Oakland or someplace like that, there were all kinds of really wonderful acoustic-type performers all performing during the run of the evening tonight in a gigantic first-night celebration. A lot of towns throughout the tri-state area have these first-night things now. That's Rockapella and Dean Martin. Memories are made of this. On this, Loner's New Year's Eve, Vin Scalza, Idiot's Delight.
Mike Jackman, Management Supervisor and Army Reservist.
In my civilian job, I deal with people from all different backgrounds. The Army Reserve has helped me to communicate more effectively and to delegate authority.
Brenda Carlisle, College Student and Army Reservist.
I want to work as an interpreter, and the Army Reserve gave me the chance to learn Russian.
Army Reserve, skill training and more.
Be all that you can be in the Army Reserve.
Call 1-800-USA-ARMY, paid for by the U.S. Army Reserve.
There's a hot new band from Australia called Whiplash. Whiplash's sound is totally high-geared, the way rock used to be. They're the AC/DC of the 90s, a band that's here to stay. Now, through this exclusive offer only sold through K-Rock, you can buy Whiplash's debut album for only $14.95, plus shipping and handling, available in both CD or cassette. Call 1-800-248-0909. That's 1-800-248-0909. And with your order, you'll get free Whiplash's sexy hot video called I Hate Christmas. You'll have to get this video, I Hate Christmas. The name says it all because it breaks all stereotypes of what rock and roll used to be. I Hate Christmas, hard rock produced with more than a sexy edge, and it's free with your order. Call 1-800-248-0909. That's 1-800-248-0909. Order Whiplash's debut album with the free I Hate Christmas video now before it's too late. Call 1-800-248-0909 now.
Okay, we'll just let that one sort of fade, fade into the air. Because the transition from that commercial to this next recording will be sort of a jarring one, I guess. This is from Tom Russell's new album. The album is called The Rose of San Joaquin. This particular track features Dave Alvin and Peter Case, along with Tom Russell. The song is called Somebody's Husband, Somebody's Son.
Well, this old Martin guitar was made in 1946.
Oh, no, it's not. Wrong track.
Good song, but not the song that I want to play.
Certainly not the song that I just introduced so eloquently. This is the song.
Out on the freight line, there's an old hobo camp where a drunk man lays sleeping in a ragged old tramp. And the lines on his face mark the life on the run. Is he somebody's husband, somebody's son? Well, every week the newspaper tells a story of rage, where the victims lay scattered across the front page. And there's always some loner on a spree with a gun. Is he somebody's husband or somebody's son? From the death row, the soup kitchen door, each soul is an equal in the eyes of the Lord. Though hatred consumes them, once they were loved, they were somebody's husband, somebody's son. They were somebody's husband, somebody's son. They were somebody's husband.
Money, 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 money. Nothing but money.
Stars in the PM, and I love the sunrise, so I step out in the AM. The street is black and shiny from the nightly rainy. The glory of the light brings evaporation. Mornings fresh, oxygen cleanest. I take a deep hit, help my mind stay the greenest. I'm already awake, so I'm not drinking coffee. Don't want a cigarette, cause it's a form of slavery. Walk into the store, cause I need a few items. The sun heats my blood like a hit of vitamins. I need to buy some food for my dreads. I can't remember why, but I need a spool of thread. So I'm holding up.
Big old home. Yeah. bit of sympathy. Forget your sympathy. That's all right with me. I was satisfied to drift along from day to day till they came and took my man away. Remember my forgotten man? You put a rifle in his hand. You sent him far away. You shouted, hip hooray. But look at him today. Remember my forgotten man. You had him cultivate the land. He walked behind a plow. The sweat fell from his brow. But look at him right now. And once he used to love me. I was happy then. He used to take care of me. Won't you bring him back again? 'Cause ever since the world began, a woman's got to have a man. Forgetting him, you see, means you're forgetting me. Like my forgotten man.
Just an ordinary day. reality when you arrive in the Sahara for the first or the tenth time, you notice the stillness. An incredible absolute silence prevails outside the towns and within. Even in busy places like the markets, there's a hush quality in the air, as if the quiet were a conscious force, which, resenting the intrusion of sound, minimizes and disperses sound straightway. Then there is the sky, compared to which all other skies seem faint-hearted efforts. Solid and luminous, it is always the focal point of the landscape. At sunset, the precise curved shadow of the earth rises into it swiftly from the horizon, cutting it into light section and dark section. When all daylight is gone and the space is thick with stars, it is still of an intense and burning blue, darkest directly overhead and paling toward the earth, so that the night never really grows dark. You leave the gate of the fort or the town behind, past the camels lying outside, go up into the dunes or out onto the hard stony plain, and stand a while alone. Presently, you will either shiver and hurry back inside the walls, or you will go on standing there unless something very peculiar happened to you. Something that everyone who lives there has undergone, and which the French call le baptême de la solitude. It is a unique sensation, and has nothing to do with loneliness, for loneliness presupposes memory. Here, in this holy mineral landscape lighted by stars like flares, even memory disappears. Nothing is left but your own breathing and the sound of your heart beating. A strange and by no means pleasant process of reintegration begins inside you. You will go back, whatever the cost in comfort and money. For the absolute has no price. Thank you.
Oh boy, that Paul Bowles reading put me right where I want to be. Right where I want to be right now. I hope it's all right with you that that's where we are. The piece is called Baptism of Solitude. It is from an album that is also called Baptism of Solitude. Paul Bowles reading from his work. Recorded in Tangier and some other places as well. Bill Laswell doing the sort of mood music that underlies the readings of Paul Bowles on an album called Baptism of Solitude. Enya with the title track from The Memory of Trees, which is her most recent album. Leonard Cohen droning on there, waiting for the miracle. It's not waiting for a miracle, you know, it's waiting for the miracle. What is the miracle? It's up to each and every one of us, I suppose, to decide. Dan Zanes did a song called No Sky, coming out of that big production piece from a Busby Berkeley movie called Gold Diggers of 1933. A song called Remember My Forgotten Man. Real powerful, extraordinary piece of film and musical theater for its day. Gold Diggers of 1933, Remember My Forgotten Man, a song all about the Depression. Spearhead, a song all about the Depression, called Hole in the Bucket, coming out of Tom Russell, song all about the Depression and or other things as well. Somebody's husband, somebody's son, Tom Russell from the Rose of San Joaquin. That's with Dave Alvin and Peter Case joining him. Let me see here. I have to do a bottom line commercial. And I want some music to back me up here. And I suppose you might want to know that it's a couple of minutes before midnight. Let's see. How about this? Will this work? Ah, here we go. Coming up at the bottom line on January 5th, you can see Kenny Rankin, Buster Poindexter, and his band She's a Blue, who are there tonight. We'll be back on January 6th. On January 12th, Steve Turay and Sanctified Shells will be at the club. And on January 13th, in their own words, a bunch of songwriters sitting around singing, featuring Bobby Braddock, Tish Inahosa, John Gorka, Jorma Kalkinen, and Joe Carroll Pierce, with host David Dye. Upcoming on January 17th, Jeffrey Gaines and Jill Sobule will be at the bottom line. Then Jorma returns on January 18th for an acoustic evening with Jorma Kalkinen. And Taylor Barton with Generic Blondes is also on the bill that night. Loudon Wainwright III will be performing Evenings of Song and Merriment on January 19th and 20th. On the 22nd, it's the Christian McBride Quartet and the Cyrus Chestnut Trio. January 25th, Dar Williams and Eddie from Ohio. January 26th, Required Listening, a no-risk evening of discovery, featuring this time around Betty, Brian DeWan, Lowen and Navarro, and Dan Zanes, who we just heard from in that set. And, of course, host Rita Houston. January 27th, it's the Fast Folk Music Review featuring Wendy Beckerman, Patrick Breyer, Chuck Brodsky, Katie Curtis, Annie Gallup, Jack Hardy, Richard Schindel, and Louise Taylor. Steve Forbert comes to the club on February 3rd, and on February 13th, Zachary Richard and Chris Jagger. Yes, it is Richard and Jagger at the bottom line, but it's a totally different Richard and Jagger. Although Chris, as I mentioned before, is related to Mick. For more information, call the bottom line at 212-228-6300, 212-228-6300. Well, you know what I have to do? Do you know my home phone number?
Yeah.
Yeah, would you dial it, please?
Oh, yeah, which one?
You know, other one, you know? You know, do you know it by heart?
Yeah.
Because I got to call home. It's just about midnight. Got to wish my wife and daughter a happy new year. Freddie has not been well. She had the flu all week long. I've been taking care of her.
15 seconds.
Yeah. Is it ringing?
It's ringing.
Yeah.
Hold on. Ready? Hold
on. Hello. Hey.
Hello.
Hi. I think it's just about midnight.
Wait a second. We're watching the ball.
You're watching
the
ball?
3 seconds. That's okay. It. It's midnight. I think.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Kate.
There's my daughter.
Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year. How are you feeling?
Better, thanks.
I was just telling everybody. I was sharing your illness with the whole tri-state area.
Well, hopefully they won't get the same flu. Yeah.
Happy New Year, everybody!
Hey, there's my kid. Hey, Kate.
Hi.
How you doing, baby?
Good.
What's happening? Is that Francis?
That's Francis.
Francis Park, Happy New Year to us all?
Yeah.
That's...
She hears you on the radio.
Hi, Francis. You mangy mutt, you.
No,
Happy
she's,
New Year.
She's being very good.
Has she been good tonight? Because yesterday she was in high P mode yesterday.
If you're not here, she'll be good.
Oh, if I'm not there, she's good, huh?
She lets us know when she has to go out.
This dog yesterday, I don't know, it's like she had a bladder infection or something. Every 20 minutes she had to go out and eliminate copious amounts of urine from her little tiny
body. I think
body.
She was just mad at you.
Ah, because then if I don't take her out every 20 minutes, she goes into the kitchen and pees on the floor. You know, it's like, it's really not nice. So what are you guys doing for New Year's Eve there in the Skelsa household while I'm here at work?
We watched a movie.
Did you watch Lost Horizon?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, what'd you think of it?
It was interesting.
Okay. It was sort of one of those old classic movies that I thought you should see at some point along the way.
Yeah, they had restored it, and parts of it they hadn't quite gotten all the pieces. It was weird because they had gotten the sound. And they only had, like, one picture. So, have you ever seen that?
No, I haven't seen this version of it. So, they'll just show, like, a still picture
with
the sound?
Yeah, they'll show a still picture with the sound.
Oh, how interesting.
Because it's an old movie.
Yeah, 1934 or something like that, yeah.
But it was good, and it was interesting, like, for its time.
Yeah, yeah.
I think.
I haven't seen it in a long time, but we still have the tape. Maybe I'll watch it tomorrow or something. So, you guys getting ready to go to bed now?
Yeah.
Okay, good. You taking good care of your mom?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Kate. Well, listen, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I'll see you when I get home in a couple hours.
Okay.
All right. You better be asleep by then. All right. Put mom back on.
Okay.
Okay.
Happy New Year, huh?
Hey, so listen, do you have any advice for the listening audience and how to deal with this flu?
Don't get it.
Don't get it is not advice.
That's my best advice.
I took good care of you, though, didn't I? I was
good this
year. Yeah, I was like
You really shocked me.
I shocked you?
Yes.
What do you mean?
You were so sweet and caring and... Yeah. You were wonderful.
It was pretty shocking.
It was unbelievable.
See, 'cause I'm usually I like to be taken care of and waited on and stuff. Like when I'm sick, the whole world has to stop and everybody has to take care of me. And in the past, I will admit that I have not reciprocated properly. But this time around, I definitely was trying to
Generally, I really don't like to be waited on.
Well, you don't like to be sick. You don't even like to admit that you're sick.
No, no. Generally, that's not my style. But I didn't really have a whole lot of choice, and you were wonderful.
I was enjoying bringing you tea and soup and toast. And
my every whim, even before I could whim it.
Yeah.
You were just wonderful.
What's the neighborhood like tonight? Let's change the subject back to New Year's here.
It's
everything quiet?
Very quiet, but it seems like most people are home.
Mm.
Which is kind of interesting. It's like most people have lights on, but not a lot of activity. So Kate thinks we should go make some noise. Maybe we should ring some bells outside.
Yeah, sure. We have some noise. Man, take Francis out. Let her bark, you know?
Yeah. Let's get the neighborhood dog starting.
All right.
Started barking.
Well, listen, you guys, I just wanted to be the first to say I love you.
I love you,
in
too.
The new year.
I love you, too.
My wife, Freddie, and my daughter, Kate, and even my stupid dog, Francis. I sort of admire you as well, even though
you admire her late.
I'll see you guys in a couple hours,
okay,
all right?
Okay, honey, drive carefully.
All right.
See you later.
You take care.
Bye. Happy
New Year, Kate.
Bye.